Well, today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and one charity which is right at the forefront of mental health and dealing with suicide prevention on a daily basis is CPSL Mind. I'm joined on the line by Rob Earle. Rob, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Neil. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
No, my pleasure. What does World Suicide Prevention Day mean to an organisation like you? What messages do you try and get out on a day like today?
World Suicide Prevention Day is a really good platform for us to share some of the messages that we try to get across all year round. It's a really good opportunity when a lot of people are obviously talking about it. It's maybe trending on Twitter and things like that. So we really try to push our messages on these awareness days. The main message that we're trying to get across is from our Stop Suicide campaign, which is running in the community already, but we're about to launch our suicide prevention campaign for World Suicide Prevention Day, which is focusing on men's suicide prevention this year.
Now, I'm right in saying that this is, it blew me away when I heard the statistic, but that suicide is the biggest killer of men under the age of 45 in the UK?
Yeah, sadly that is the case. Yeah, it's a huge problem, obviously, among the whole population, but particularly among men. 3 in 4 suicides in the UK are by men, and that's the reason that we're focusing on male suicide this year in our campaigning. So what we've done is we've got 8 men with real experience of suicidal thoughts and some of suicide attempts as well, who have been inspirational enough to come forward and share their stories and talk about how we can have better conversations about suicide and how we can keep men safe. So on our website and our social media channels, stopsuicidepledge.org, there'll be lots of information and content around male suicide prevention.
I'm guessing this is, in so many cases, this is something that men would try and hide away, these thoughts, the problems that lead to this. I'm guessing that there can be quite a long lead up to an event such as that. What should people look out for?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Unfortunately, it's something that all genders and people find very difficult to talk about when it's something that they're going through themselves. And particularly, we found that with men. So it's really important that the whole community really are aware of warning signs and confident in having conversations about suicide, so that we're not putting the emphasis on the individual who's experiencing that to be the one to speak out and to find support. It's really about making sure that the whole community can support people around them, whether it's your friend or your family member or your colleague, whoever it is. If you can notice those warning signs and approach that conversation. And some of the things that people can look out for, it's really about changes in behavior, and that can be positive or negative on the face of it. A lot of the signs are around low mood and the way people are talking, whether somebody's saying that they feel like a burden, or whether somebody's talking about not wanting to be here, whether they're giving away possessions or seem like they're saying goodbyes to people. And then on the flip side of that, there's also behaviours that on the face of it could be deemed more positive. But if somebody's been in a state of depression for a period of time and then suddenly seems a lot better in mood, it could be that they've made up their mind about the fact that they want to take their life, and in a sense that's a relief for them. So it's really about changes in behaviours, and also around substance misuse as well, and that can often be a sign that somebody is experiencing these kind of thoughts.
And if you're somebody who is worried about somebody else, should you tackle the subject head on? Should you seek professional advice, or is it really a case of there is no correct answer for this?
And yeah, there absolutely is a correct answer, and that is to face it head on. A lot of people are apprehensive about talking about suicides because it isn't something that is particularly commonly spoken about in society at the moment. Unfortunately, people are concerned that if they bring up suicide with somebody that they're worried about, that maybe that will put an idea in their head or make them feel worse, but that's really not the case. Evidence shows that when you open up that conversation and you talk to somebody directly about suicide, you ask them, are you feeling suicidal? Are you having suicidal thoughts? It's not a like I said, putting an idea in the head, it's giving them the opportunity to speak about things that they might already be experiencing. And it's so much worse if that goes unsaid and those thoughts remain with that person. So absolutely the right thing to do is to, if you're concerned about someone, is to ask them directly about suicide, open that conversation, and then from there you can take steps as necessary to link them in with further support and professional support, as well as being there as a support yourself.
And in terms of that support, I'm guessing that's where you guys come in with hotlines and things like that, is it?
Yeah, so obviously as part of the campaign, we're really trying to get the message across that you don't have to be a professional to have these conversations, to start them, and to listen to someone and be there for them. It's quite straightforward, really, in terms of listening and supporting someone. But there are times, obviously, when people do need further support to that. And yeah, the helplines that are available, the main one in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough is the NHS First Response Service, which people can reach on 111 and then option 2. And that takes them through to a mental health professional who can support them. That's a 24-hour helpline, and direct them to the most appropriate support going forward. And there are further helplines and resources available on the Stop Suicide website. Again, stopsuicidepledge.org if people want to look that up.
Fantastic. Okay. And I'm guessing, and it's a horrible thought, but that with the lockdown, that must, you know, both from the isolation point of view for some people and worry about jobs and money and stuff like that. Are you seeing a rise in the number of calls, do you know?
We haven't seen evidence of a rise in suicides this year from the information that we have so far. But you're right in saying that the things that we're experiencing this year in terms of lockdown definitely heighten some of the risk factors associated to suicide, things like unemployment, loneliness and relationship difficulties and things like that. So there's definitely, yeah, even more reason than ever to check in with other people. If you know people who've been through some of those life events, and we've all been through it to a certain extent this year. So yeah, absolutely recommend reaching out to somebody that you're concerned about.
So one side effect of all this is we might all be a little bit more willing to talk, which can only be a good thing, can't it?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that everybody feels a bit more connected in a strange way. We've all, I'm sure, been having Zoom calls and phone calls and all of those kind of things. So I think as we've been apart physically, people have taken more time to reach out to see how others are doing, and that would be a really nice thing to continue, and something that we're encouraging as part of the campaign.
Excellent stuff. Well, it's a great campaign, and let's hope it does the intended good on this World Suicide Prevention Day. Rob, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Neil.